What would you call things that a child plays with?
Toys.
Is any older term that might still be used?
Playthings.
I wonder if you ever would have used the word play pretty.
Yeah.
Would that be a certain kind of toy or what?
No, I guess it'd mean a small toy.
Something happens that you expected and you sort of predicted would happen. Maybe a child's been doing something dangerous and finally he's hurt himself as you knew he would, you say,
I told you so.
If you got a roadblock, we can't get through, you say, can't get through there now. The highway department's got their machines in and the road's all
closed.
And if it's really a mess, you really couldn't go on anyway, you say, it's all
tore it up.
If you give somebody a bracelet and you say to her, why don't you
wear it?
In fact, you're about to go out, you say, why don't you just right now
put it on?
Mm-hmm. You're sitting with a friend not saying anything, and all of a sudden he asks you, what did you say? You said, well, I said
nothing.
Mm-hmm. Then he might say, oh, I thought you said
something.
Talking about, hearing about something very surprising, you say, I never heard of
such a thing.
Mm-hmm. If you've lived in town all your life and somebody asks you, have you lived here long, you say, well, I've
lived here all my life.
Mm-hmm. You've been horseback riding one time and you got thrown. You say, I got thrown once and I've been scared of horses ever
since.
If somebody does something mean, you might say, it wasn't an accident. He did that
on purpose.
You ask somebody something they don't know. He says, I don't know. You better
ask someone else.
Uh-huh. So you went and
asked someone else.
And he says, why, you've
told me wrong.
Yeah, if you've asked that person before, he says, well, you've already
told me so.
Mm-hmm. If two people don't get along, you say every time they met, they
quarrel.
Mm-hmm.
Or fuss.
Mm-hmm. And if it got really serious, you say they
fight.
It might be that every time they've seen each other for 10 years, they
fought.
And so you might end up saying, you know, they must have 20 or 30 times
fought.
Somebody hurt somebody else with a big knife, you say he
cut them.
Yeah, and he might just have
stabbed them.
Mm-hmm. What different kinds of knives would people use around here? Not necessarily from each other, but people use different kinds of knives, hunting, fishing?
Hunting knives and pocket knives.
He used different types of knives to clean fish with, I know. Fishes have different types of knives in their tackle boxes, fillet knives, and you know, so it's that, I don't know what they call them.
Yeah, in school, when the teacher's out of the room, someone might go up to the blackboard and draw a funny picture. The teacher would come back in and say, who
did that or made that?
Mm-hmm. If you're going to lift something like a piece of machinery up on a roof, you'd have to use blocks and a rope to
block and line.
And you, what would you do to it? You'd
pull on the rope.
And that would
raise it up.
What do you call the thing that we all drive?
Cars.
We talked yesterday about the pulley bone, I think you called it. Are there any terms for the short and long end of that? After you break it apart.
Wishbone.
Yeah, and do you call the different pieces anything special?
I don't know. I never did.
Well, what's supposed to happen to the one that gets the longer end?
One gets the shortest end gets their wish when the kids makes it, and the one gets the shortest end, you're supposed to get their wish.
Do you do the wish in a certain way? Do you have to close your eyes or anything?
No, I don't reckon. We always just put it, stood it down and pulled on whichever one got the shortest end supposed to got their wish.
Did you want to get your wish?
No.
talking about the different things you said, the different animals to get them to come, stop, go, and all. When you're backing a horse up to a buggy to hitch him up, what do you say to get him to back up?
Go back.